This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and I'm so happy that you're with us this weekend on this holiday weekend. And with us is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He's been with us for a long time, and he turns candidates into contenders. If you'd like to know more about Joe McKenzie's work, you can find him online at www.rippleconnects.com. That's with an S, rippleconnects.com. Or you can reach him by telephone at 763-438-1621. Happy holiday weekend, Joe McKenzie.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. And I'm ready to set off some fireworks because we're going to burst into the 2021 summer job search. Let's talk about how we can embrace this creative downtime this summer and how we can work into an effective scheme of working to help us to leverage the time that we have during the summer.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this topic in the past. And one of my favorite authors, Albert Laszlo Barabasi, wrote this book several years ago called Bursts. And really, he studied how people do work in bursts of energy or bursts of activity, followed by extended amount of downtime, and that creative downtime is what we talk about. Well, I've applied that to a job search model. I was never in line with when someone would come to a job search group and say, looking for a job is a full-time job, wake up every morning and work 8 hours, sit at your computer and do this, that, and everything. And for some reason, it never really resonated with me because I know a lot of people, it's daunting, day two, three, four, that's all you're going to do. And so I apply job search activity as bursts of activity. So what I mean by that is phone calls, emails, working on your LinkedIn, interviewing, informal interviewing, networking. Those are all short bursts of concentrated activity. But Freddie, we also have to allow for that creative downtime. And that creative downtime during the summer here may move your job search along more than you think. And what I mean by that is that ample time to reflect, to reimagine your career, read books for both enrichment and enjoyment. You may see some creative parts of your past career that you want to apply, or even just having a meaningful cup of coffee with one of your friends or advocates. That downtime right then and there may be enough for you to rescale or reimagine your career and adapt new job search activities. So I'm giving everybody here today permission, if they're in job search this summer, to allow for that creative downtime and bring in some of these factors to help you move your job search along this summer.
Why doesn't looking for an opportunity if you don't have one, or looking to change your career if that's what you're looking to do, why doesn't working that 8 hour day, making it your job to find that new opportunity, why does that not work?
Humans are not designed to do that 9 to 5, sitting at a computer, do the same thing. Humans are designed to work in bursts of energy or activities. And that's, we're just going with what our bodies are telling us, not what society thinks we should be doing. And when we adapt to that, if we say, okay, I'm going to have 3 coffee meetings set in a row, that's a great burst of energy, but maybe I'm going to take the afternoon off to read a book or take a walk. So then you reset, recalibrate. That is going to be probably where you're going to be at your peak optimum performance. If you're not at your best in an interview or a phone interview or a virtual interview or a networking meeting, is that going to help your job search, Freddie, if you're not at your best?
Don't think so.
Well, there you go. That tells you enough to be at your best. And that's, we have to listen to our bodies. When do we interview best? When do we have our networking best? When do we respond to emails? When we recognize where we're at our best and we carve out that creative downtime so we're at peak performance, then we'll have more successful job search than listening to a so-called expert that says looking for a job is a full-time job. I push back on that idea, and this is not the first time I brought this topic up, Freddie. I've said that. I've challenged that thinking and tried to allow people to rethink their summer job search. And in fact, this could be applied all year round. But when in Minnesota, when we can be outside, excuse me, walking around the lake or having a cup of coffee with an old friend somewhere, Freddie, some of the best ideas come to mind when we're outside doing that, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So when you're talking about reading books, you're not talking about necessarily reading how to find a job book, how to write a resume book. You're talking about a wide expanse of books.
Exactly. Let's encapsulate something that's enriching to you, that maybe speaks to some of your passion or background. Read for enjoyment as well as enrichment. That downtime will allow you to kind of, you know, ruminate on lots of different ideas. I think it's important that we create that creative downtime, whatever works for us. And sometimes that creative downtime for me is a one-on-one conversation with someone over a cup of coffee. But for the next person, that may be a long walk or playing with their grandkids or, you know, painting their garage. That gives us that ample time to think about reimagining our career. Do you agree with those times in our lives that may spawn some good ideas that we can use in our own job search versus staring at a computer screen all day?
I know that my eyes get tired and I start to drift off when I'm looking at that computer just hour after hour. But I do know that I'm revitalized when I'm taking a long walk or if I'm playing with the kids or something like that. Some of my best ideas come to me when I'm asleep, Joe McKenzie.
There you go. That should tell people that even though I'm saying I'm giving you permission to have that creative downtime, there it is right there. You told us you're at your best when you carve that out, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, you know what you got to do. Carve out that downtime. Carve out that meaningful connection. Carve out that you time. And be okay with taking a vacation or some day trips. That you know, driving somewhere, going to a whole new environment may, you know, just bring you along to the point where you're thinking about reimagining your career and then those steps to help you do that.
Everybody, Joe McKenzie is with us this weekend. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. Again, he's online, rippleconnects.com. By telephone, 763-438-1621. And if you missed this conversation, you can find it at freddiebell.com. The podcast of all of our programs are right there. So when you're talking about the downtime, Joe McKenzie, taking a vacation, it seems like, okay, I'm off the mission. I'm taking this day trip. I'm off the mark. But I hear you saying it's okay to do that, even if you don't have an opportunity in front of you right now.
That's right. That's right. I give you permission, but it's only because we see how our human activity is works in bursts of everyday activity or targeted activity, but followed by that downtime is going to allow you to come back from that vacation, Freddie. Even if, say, you journal some of those ideas that you had while you were, you know, after you're driving or you're sitting at Lake Superior, if you come back with some new ideas that would have never occurred because you're staring at a screen or working on the computer, that should be enough to know that you are working on your job search, but you're working on also being at your peak performance throughout your job search, not looking at a job search day as negative. You're looking at it as positive. And I've been there. Believe me, I've been there, and I saw some of even my volunteer work help me to get that great idea, followed by a cup of coffee with someone or reading a book, taking a short trip. All those things help me to reimagine my career in my 50s.
It's interesting, and you mentioned writing down. So you should write down your thoughts, your goals, your aspirations as you have this downtime, when you come back from your downtime. And then
Yes. That
gives you the opportunity to act on those things or see the relationship between some of the things that you've written down and those things that are divergent as well.
That's right. I told some of my clients to come back and write that down. What were you feeling about that new transferable skill that you thought of while you were going, you know, north into northern Minnesota? What do you feel one of your superpowers is, and how could that be applied in an industry that needs that superpower?
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds silly, but in reality, if you write that down and then you, in future weeks start talking about it with others, that's self-marketing yourself. That's refining your approach. So see, there we go. On vacation, best idea, come home, write it down, and then act upon it.
I like that a lot. Joe McKenzie with us this weekend on New Beginnings. And so as we started at the outset, we talked about bursting into this holiday weekend. We can also work in bursts and then have that downtime to really support us as we're looking to change careers or even as we're trying to enhance the one that we already have. Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connects, I must say.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You would do anything to protect the ones you love. Help make sure your child is protected from dangerous diseases by getting them vaccinated. Talk to your doctor or clinic today about the vaccines your child needs and the safety measures they have in place to protect your family during COVID-19. Go to health.mn.us/immunize for more. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklist, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. So glad you're with us this weekend, and I look forward to this time because we get a chance to talk about success and what we're doing to combat this horrible disease. I hope it's right to call it a disease, the COVID-19. And also with us right now to join in that conversation is Elizabeth Ebot. She is the Vaccine Outreach Director for COVID-19 Vaccine Equity and Engagement for the Minnesota Department of Health. And there is a new program really being administered by the Biden administration, Shots at the Shops. That's a great name. What does it mean?
Yes, thanks, Freddie. It is a great name, and it's a really great program. So the Biden administration has launched this partnership in conjunction with the Black Coalition Against COVID, as well as University of Maryland and Shea Moisture, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with, to really work with barbershops and stylists and salons across the country and empower them and provide them with some funding to provide their clientele with vaccine educational materials. So far, of the 330 registered shops across the country, we have 5 registered shops in Minnesota. So we really want to get that number up. We know that there are a lot of salons and barbershops with clientele that would benefit from this information. So you are able to register online for this program. If you look up shots at the shop online, selected shops are able to receive about $1,000 in a stipend to help them as far as participating in this initiative. So we really encourage any of your listeners who could benefit in this program and participate to do so.
Well, everybody, we're talking with Elizabeth Ebaut. She is the Vaccine Director, Outreach Director for the Minnesota Department of Health. We're talking about shots at the shops. Is everyone, a salon owner or a barber, is everyone eligible in the state of Minnesota?
They are eligible. There are a limited amount of participants in this program, so they are willing to take up to 1,000 shops. Like I mentioned, we're at 330 right now, so there is a lot of room for people to apply for this program. So I highly encourage, if you're interested, to do so.
What are the requirements to be a part of the program?
Really, it's just that you would be able to meet a specific need in your community and be able to provide this information to your clientele. If you go online, you would just enter in your name, you enter in your business name, your type of business, your email, all your contact information, include information about how many employees you have, and that will then prompt a response back on how you can participate.
It's called Shots at the Shops. And what is the website at which our listeners can enroll in the program?
Sure. So if you go to https://form.jotform.com, you will pull up the exact registration for this COVID-19 vaccine Shots at the Shop initiative.
All right. We're talking with Elizabeth Ebaut. She is the Vaccine Outreach Director for the Minnesota Department of Health. And also there's another program called Your Shot the Summer. I love that word shot. I never thought that I'd like the word shot so much as I do these days.
I know, it's sort of the dominant word, but we are very excited about this program too, Your Shot to Summer. It's a vaccine incentive program that Governor Walz announced last month that will provide the first 100,000 Minnesotans who register age 12 and older, who get their first dose of a vaccine, with an opportunity to get one of an assortment of different rewards like state park passes, fishing licenses, state fair tickets, or a Visa gift card. To participate, you just have to be 12 and older again, and you can request your reward either through our COVID-19 public hotline, which is at 833-431-2053 number, Monday through Saturday, or by going online to mn.gov/COVID-19/vaccine-rewards. And we will fulfill all of the requests on a rolling basis through June and July. So you are eligible for this program, and you're 12 and older, of course.
That's really exciting. And the young people are really bringing up the end. So what does it look like to reach that 70% here in the state of Minnesota?
We are in a good place right now, right, with responding to the pandemic. We have over 66% of Minnesotans age 16 and older who have received at least one dose. And we know that still leaves more than 2 million unvaccinated Minnesotans, including our young children. And so to continue our efforts to reach these unvaccinated Minnesotans in all parts of the state, you know, we've recently opened up vaccine locations at MSP Airport inside Terminal 1 for all ticketed passengers and outside of security in Terminal 2. We have these two locations that are joining our 8 other state-run vaccination sites that to date have offered more than 600,000 doses. We're working on other in-community vaccination sites and our mobile units that are operating every week with community partners and partnering with organizations from Stair Step Foundation to offering vaccines at Minneapolis Pride and our and our mobile units that are everywhere from the Wellstone Center in St. Paul all the way up to International Falls. So it's really an all hands on deck approach to reach that 70% threshold. And we're doing everything we can to get there.
And speaking of getting there, right now we're concerned, I know the nation is concerned, 47 states has this brand new variant of the COVID-19. Minnesota is one of those. Can you talk about this new variant and how difficult it is to combat? And will the vaccines that we have right now take care of it?
Sure. So I know this variant is top of mind everywhere. So far, we know that more than 40 cases of the Delta variant have been identified in Minnesota. But we also know that because of the work we've been doing and the participation of so many Minnesotans to get vaccinated, we are in a good place, like I mentioned, to protect ourselves against this more transmissible, more contagious variant. But obviously, that doesn't mean the disease is over. So far, what we're understanding from these studies are that vaccines are very effective. That's all three on the market here right now are very effective against this Delta variant. But that also underscores why it's so important for those who haven't been vaccinated to do so. We know that the majority of people, overwhelming majority of people who are experiencing serious COVID-19 illness are those who are unvaccinated. So getting vaccinated reduces the overall transmission of the disease. Therefore, it's going to reduce the chances of these mutations and variants. So the more Minnesotans who get vaccinated, the less likely it is for these variants to develop and spread, and we'll be able to exponentially suppress this disease, make it easier to suppress the disease.
Interesting. Dr. Nathan Chomolo talks about community immunity rather than herd immunity. How effective is community immunity, or do we need to go ahead and get vaccinated?
I certainly think that, you know, as we've been talking about for so long, you know, reaching these thresholds of vaccination. And at this point, you know, we're really just encouraging everyone who is left to be who is left unvaccinated to go ahead and get vaccinated. Of course, we're hoping for this 70% threshold at the least, but really every single person that gets us closer to that and even surpasses that will make it that much easier to get a hold of this disease and feel more like we're back to that real normal that we've missed for so long.
Elizabeth, do you have a final thought for our Twin Cities audience this morning?
I do. I would just, again, we have so many opportunities near people, so much nearer than all of our original sites that we started off with vaccine. And I think the threshold for finding vaccines has gone down significantly. Now we're in such an abundance of them. So we just continue to urge you, if you have not already, do it for your friends, do it for your neighbors, our entire community, to do your part and get vaccinated so we can get back to being that community that's been out of reach for so long.
So well said. Elizabeth Ebalt, she is a vaccine outreach director for the COVID-19 Vaccine Equity and Engagement Program for the Minnesota Department of Health. And you're listening to New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for listening to New Beginnings. And right now we turn our attention to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center and Kitty Harris, a property manager for that wonderful, wonderful facility. Kitty, good morning and welcome back to New Beginnings.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. And I say the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center with so much gusto because now you're going to, it's coming alive again from what I understand.
Yes, absolutely. Not only do we have our center partner alive and kicking that's in there, but Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center is happy to announce that we will be opening up our great room, our Amelia Battaglia great room, back to the community for the community members to come in and rent. And we know that is one thing that as we kind of semi get back to normal in society, people are looking for beautiful spaces to host their birthday parties, their baby showers, their graduation. It's graduation season, so they're open houses. So we're excited to be able to provide this service again for the community.
Wow, that has really been, once it's been shut down, you really realize how much of a hub that has been for the community.
Yes, we get calls all the time for people who are looking for space to rent, especially during COVID. One of the good things about our great room as a multi-purpose room is it's over 2,000 square feet. We have state-of-the-art audio-visual equipment in there. And since Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center is a green building, we already had that filtration system in place that a lot of companies are now scrambling to get due to COVID-19. And so we were already ahead of the game on that. And so it's definitely going to, I can see it now, the books are going to be field and it'll be hard to get in because people are going to just be excited to have a safe and affordable place to come and gather with their loved ones and have free parking.
At its peak, how often was the great room in use?
Every day. At its peak, we had events in there every day, from our community events that we have Monday through Friday to our on the weekends. We had a church that was renting the facility continuously every Sunday, and then Saturday was those outside community members, a lot of our Northside residents coming over to utilize it for their personal events as well as for community programming.
Well, everyone, Kitty Harris, a property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, is with us this weekend. And there's another monthly event coming. The LAO is really doing some great work in our community.
Yes, one of our newest partners, the LAO Assistance Center of Minnesota, has been throughout this pandemic hosting monthly breast cancer events for the community in partnership with Park Nicolet, having the mammogram mobile come over. And so we're having those at least once a month over at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. We have them in other areas of the community, but specifically at our site, at least once a month, we are hosting them. So we are encouraging those women who desire to come and get their mammograms and get checked and get information to visit the LAO's website and schedule an appointment. They have one coming up here. July 17th is going to be the next one, I believe is the date, but they're every month. And so we really want to make sure that people utilize this because you can get these services done for free and they provide great food on these days as well as goodie bags with lots of information, but great giveaways as well.
So you do have to to register in order to be at the event in July?
Yes, you do have to register whenever we have them, just so that they know how many technicians to have for the vans. And pre-COVID, you could just walk in. But now since COVID-19, we do have to have registrations because there is a limited number of slots. And like I said, this is something that happens every month. So if you aren't able to get in July, look us back up August, September, October through the rest of the year. We will be having these on site at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
All right. That's Kitty Harris. She is the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's time to talk now about your money on New Beginnings. Add burdensome credit card debt to the list of woes the pandemic has made worse for older Americans. New surveys confirm what your letters have already told you. Many of you are struggling to make monthly payments while balances grow. And even those of you who aren't struggling are taking on more of this debt and paying more interest than you were ever before. So burn debt we must. If you have more than $5,000 at current rates of just over 16%, you're paying about $67 a month in interest. That's a drain on your money, and it gets in the way of everything else you want to do, including sleeping soundly. I'll assume you've already dug deep for cash to pay down the balance, held a yard sale, taken on a side gig, sold a car, or used part of a tax refund or a stimulus check. And that's good, since every extra dollar you pay beyond the minimum is a dollar on which you won't be paying interest. But if you're still in trouble, you haven't run out of options. Lenders understand that household budgets have been squished, and there are signs of both increased forbearance and new card offers that can make it easier for you to get back to zero. Before I get to the options you might have, I'll make one important point. Don't miss or delay minimum payments while you plot your strategy, because doing so will lower your credit score and take some of the best solutions off the table. With that said, here are four distinct ways to make it work. Number one, transfer your balances. Zero interest rate introductory balance transfer offers on cards were scarce in 2020, but more are coming now, says Sarah Rathner at the personal finance website NerdWallet. These cards typically charge as much as 5% of the transferred balance up front, so this works only if you get an introductory deal long enough for you to make a big dent in your balance. This spring, Rathner found the U.S. Bank Visa Platinum card was offering one of the longest no-interest periods, 20 months. The Citi Double Cash card was offering 18 months at zero interest. Number two, ask for a break. COVID has made card issuers more flexible, and since the beginning of 2020, roughly 83% of people who asked for a rate cut got it. That according to LendingTree reports, many issuers have special programs for struggling cardholders, says Bruce McClary of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. He says to tell your lender that the coronavirus affected your finances and that you intend to keep up your payments and reduce your balances, but that more affordable terms would help. Your insurer might temporarily lower your interest rate for 6 to 9 months, he says. And also number three, refinance with a personal loan. Ask your credit union or bank if you can roll your credit card debt into one lower interest loan. The average rate on a 2-year personal loan from a bank was under 10% at the end of 2020, that according to the Federal Reserve. That may be a better deal than you can get from your card issuer. Don't borrow against your home or your car to pay off your debt. That creates a new risk of losing your possessions. And don't grab at debt consolidation loans from companies you've never heard of. Chances are they're too high and they'll load you up with new fees, or worse, they could scam you. We hear a lot about the scams on New Beginnings. And finally, get a workout plan. One final way to get out of debt and to create a payoff plan via a nonprofit credit counseling agency, which you can find through nfcc.org. At no cost, a counselor will go over your income and debts and determine what's workable. And then the counselor will negotiate with your lenders, typically getting their buy-in on a payment plan that will lower your interest and monthly payments and maybe forgive some of that debt. If you reject the plan, you're no worse off than you were before. Accepted, and you'll start making one monthly payment to the counseling service, which will in turn pay the insurers. You're likely to pay a small fee and give up the cards included in the plan, but over time, you'll be able to repay debt and rebuild credit. More importantly, you'll be able to shed the burden and the worry of your debt. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings, and our program continues right now. And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is power, that inner quality that directs our thoughts, words, and actions. Did you know that every time you think or speak, you're actually applying a creative power? Your choices shape your reality. If you choose to create good, to attract wealth, to establish peace, it's all from that power that you already have, the power of choice. You can actually promote peace in the world through your thoughts, through your words of conciliation, and through constructive action. All true power emanates from the thoughts that you hold in your mind. That's our point of focus, power. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151, 888-711-1151, or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure, and we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888 239-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, F-R-E-D-D-I-E-B-E-L-L, FreddieBell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply FreddieBell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply Freddie@FreddieBell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Freddie@FreddieBell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, FreddieBell.com, the telephone number 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week right here. As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
What is unity today? What does it mean to you? I want you to think about it, not just during this lesson, but also think about it throughout this coming week, at least.
It deserves at least that much time to reflect on it. Now, for some people, from my experience, unity means oneness or connection with everyone. For some people, unity means a positive outlook on life, trying to see the good, the best, and bring it into expression. For some people, unity means a teaching in which all religious paths are honored, for they all lead to God. For others, unity is a spiritual community where you are welcomed, respected, and empowered to be your true and highest self. Again, I ask, what does unity mean to you? So before we can consider what is unity today, we might look back 132 years ago and see how it got started. Just the gist of it, not great detail, so everybody relax. But the Fillmores wrote in that first issue of Unity magazine in 1891, the following. And they didn't put a byline on it. I suspect that it's Charles, but Myrtle could be pretty intense in her speaking for truth as well. But sometimes they came across with almost a fanatical style, because what they were presenting was quite a new thought in their day. And so they wrote this in the opening of Unity magazine. A very little common sense will show you that you are sustained body and soul by that invisible cause which ever wells up in you and will always manifest as the silent builder when you heed its monition, be still and know that I am God. It is within you and without you, in a pulsating sea of life and intelligence, simply awaiting your recognition of its presence. Do not let the shallow reasoning of your companions and friends who float in the thin scum of effects deter you for an instant from looking to the omnipotent cause for our strength in all the affairs of life. This world is full of silly creatures who float about for a time in a maze of materiality, only to go out in the end like snowflakes. We say to you that first cause is an intelligent, all-powerful principle of life and light, which will demonstrate itself to you personally, as it has to us, if you will bring yourself mentally into proper relations with it. Let your thoughts dwell upon God's love and power for but 15 minutes each day, and you shall find that a blessing is being poured out upon you such as you never dreamed possible. One of my favorite Unity ministers and a teacher that taught me many courses as I prepared for ministry. We both love the drama of this piece. And so when we meet at Unity conferences, we probably see each other at a distance and we're still 30 feet away and we say, thin scum of effects. We have a lot of fun with that, and it is dramatic, but it does make its point. They were challenging people to think about living only in the outer world of materiality, of the physical, or with their discovery of taking time to go within and really know your connection with God. For that is your power in all circumstances. Now, unity was a very new thought. As a matter of fact, New Thought became the name of the movement that included Unity, Divine Science, Homes of Truth, and many other organizations. Some still with us today, and some did their work and faded away. The idea shifted the focus from religious morality to religious science or knowledge about the God-designed human being. What are we, spiritual human beings, creations of the infinite? As we strive to understand, we learn of our divine inheritance. As the book of creation, Genesis, states, we are created in the image and likeness of God. Unity takes that very seriously. Or in the words of Paul, a favorite mystic of Charles Fillmore, we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we just use that little bit of common sense that the Fillmore suggested, how can we be brought forth from the infinite, all-powerful spirit of life that gave us birth and not have a connection to that as a resource for every need? If we will but, as the Fillmore said, bring ourselves into right relationship with the creative power, it birthed us. It sustains us with every breath. Couldn't we also turn to it for guidance, for healing, for supply, for harmonizing our relationships, our community, our world? Myrtle, in her healing experience that I alluded to, described three steps, very simple but powerful in her experience. Step one was she realized a need. She needed healing if she was going to stay on this planet, as she put it. So she went to God.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.